Reading number one came from Isaiah chapter 6. And it begins with that. To me, this always just feels so emblematic of Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. They cried one to the other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." And at the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook, and the house was filled with smoke. And then I said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken from the tongs of the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, "See, now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed, your sin is purged." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here I am," I said, "send me." One of the things I love about this passage is there's a couple of things, really. The calling out of holy, 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 we see this here amongst other places in Scripture. And of course, this is a constant refrain that we have in the Mass. We echo the song of the angels as we sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Every single Mass has that as part of the Eucharistic, right? And then I also think this is so interesting. So the angel touches his lips with the coal. And when he does that, his wickedness is removed and his sin is purged. So here we literally see an Old Testament conception of the purgation of sin or its effects. He says he recognizes his sins. "I'm an unclean man living among unclean people with unclean lips, yet my eyes have seen the Lord of hosts," and the angel takes care of it. The angel purges him. So the idea that you can be before God and be cleansed of your sins in a way that is unique, because God can do all things that are possible. God can, he's the dispenser of all grace. He's the giver of all forgiveness. He can cleanse you of sin the way he thinks is most appropriate. Doesn't mean it takes away from the cleansing of Jesus's his passion, death, and resurrection, but it shows that God operates in ways that sometimes we don't fully understand. But again, this very idea of sin being purged, with wickedness being removed, and being removed through fire, through a refining fire, this hot coal that touches his lips. I think it's really neat to see that there. The response to our psalm is in the sight of the angels. "I will sing your praises, O Lord. I'll give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple, and I will give thanks to your name. Because of your kindness and your truth, you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You built up strength within me. All the kings of the earth shall give thanks to you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth, and they shall sing the ways of the Lord. Great is the glory of the Lord. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands." I also love just the idea down here. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. We need help always. Nobody can save themselves, and salvation is always a process begun by God. Jude will echo this in what he has to say as well. You know, the Lord who begun salvation in you, it can keep you from falling, right? Part of the mystery of grace is that God does that for us sometimes. He holds our hands. It's like the famous the footprints poem, right? I looked around and I only saw one line of footprints, and the Lord said that was when I carried you, right? So it's just kind of neat. You see this concept in Scripture. And again, it's never fully up to us, but we do have a role to play in our salvation. In fact, Paul's going to make that abundantly clear.